Hello, Mr. Gao. Thank you for waiting. So I just spoke with Europe Car about this.
Yes.
According to them, the $18 actually is, you know, the basic price per day. That does not include taxes and fees yet. And because online, it also shows that there's separate charge for the tax. However, according to Europe Car, the one that we have, it does not include all the taxes yet. So that's why it is amounting to $36 or $35.82 base price per day.
Right.
According to them, there's still a lot of taxes that's not included there. So that's why, you know, just the very basic, it's 18, but with taxes and fees per day, it'll be $35.82.
So how much is the tax then?
Tax per day?
Yes.
I actually asked Eurocar if they can give me the breakdown, you know, aside from the $18 per day. However, according to the agent that I spoke with at Eurocar, they cannot remove the taxes per day, so she cannot provide me the breakdown or what are those other taxes included on this one. But online is what I can see, the taxes and fees, which is what I can see here. It is the rental charge and the rental tax and the rental registration fee. For 2 days, that's a total of $22.01.
Yes, and then $18 per day would be $36 for 2 days, plus your $22.01 would total how much?
Because the base price of $35.82, it's for 1 day. So times two for 2 days plus taxes and fees.
All right, so multiply 35.82 by two,
yeah,
please. So she just hung up on me. Yeah, I'm gonna call back and complain. Yeah.
Thank you for calling Orbitz. For English, select one.
Para español, marque el dos.
If you are still shopping, want to complete an online booking, or make a new reservation, select 1. If you have questions about making changes or a correction to any part of your reservation, select 2.
Hi, thank you for calling. My name is James. May I know who am I speaking with?
My question is, it's very simple. On your website, you say $18 per day, total 96. So you are charging $60 additional on top of the $36 for 2 days? I mean, what are you charging me $60 for? Because if it is $80 per day, no surprises, on your website it says, here is no surprises, here is a full breakdown of your price. Due at pickup, $95.85, which is not 96, and then when I read your breakdown, the total just doesn't add up to 95.85. The total is 57.83 or 84 or whatever it is. And even if I multiply 18 by 2, that comes up to 36. That should be my base rate. But you say 35.82 here for base rate. So it just doesn't add up at all.
Yeah, bear with me, sir, okay? Thank you so much.
Yeah.
For waiting on the line, this is Don, one of the supervisor, and I'll be the one who will be assisting you today. My agent advised me that you just need to get the breakdown of your car reservation, correct?
Yes, and I've also got another complaint. I spent almost an hour on the telephone with your colleague, and when she couldn't explain the breakdown, she just hung up on me.
Oh, I really apologize, Janice, for that long haul as well as for the inconvenience that it may have cost you. But don't worry, I'll be more than glad to assist you in resolving your issue today, but just at least give me 1 to 3 minutes of your time. Let me just review here on what will be the previous case note as well as the status of your car reservation so that we can verify as well on what will be the specific breakdown of the car rental. Okay?
Yes, and I am recording this call just so you know.
Yes, sir, all our calls were recorded for quality assurance purposes. Don't worry.
That's fine. Okay,
thank you. Hold on. All right, I'm Janice. Just give me a few more minutes, okay? I'm done here.
Yeah?
Thank you.
See, the question is very simple. If on your website you say, great deal, no surprises, $18 per day, why doesn't it add up at all? And why do I need to be like a nuclear scientist to understand your methodology of calculating this $96 total? Because I've spent nearly 2 hours on the phone now, and still nobody has been able to explain it to me. So...
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry as well, sir, for the inconvenience, but just a quick question as well. Is that $18 per day that you saw online, is that the price today?
Yes, still
you
the price.
I understand, sir. Sir, I need you to understand that the rate of the car is actually very dynamic. It changes from time to time. So you booked this reservation not today, but let me just take a look first on your itinerary. You have actually booked this one way back. Let's check.
Way back this morning at 9 a.m.
Yes, that's right. Way back this morning at 9 a.m. And as we know, rate of the price of the car were very dynamic. So it...
I don't understand how you come up with the $96 total if the daily rate is only $18.
Oh, sir, just so you know that I've actually taken a look here under your My Trips, and there's actually a price summary on your reservation that you have purchased just today. I mean, it looks like that the base price per day is $35.82, and the $22.01 will be the taxes and fees for 2 days of your rental, and there will be a booking fee of $2.20. So that's the reason why that it come up to $95.85 total.
So why is the car rental base rate $35.82 per day when on your website it says $18?
Oh, in that case, all right, let me just take a look here in my system as well if I see and saw this specific information, because if that's the case, considering that this car reservations are, as we know, price or rate of the car were very dynamic, we could just rebook and cancel. Anyway, it was not charged yet because this reservation is a post-speed reservation. We could just book the reservation if I could see that the $18 were still available or that will be the current rate of a car rental. Let's book that one, then let's cancel the old existing one. How does it sound?
All right, but that's just what I don't... Okay, go ahead and look on your website,
okay.
Please. Toulouse,
okay.
City Center.
No problem, sir. Just give me one moment, okay? Let
Thank
me check
you.
The one as well.
Thank you.
Hold on. Sure. No problem.
The pickup address is 64 BD Pierre Semard in France, Toulouse.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm so currently looking at that one, sir, okay? I'll just get back to you once I've checked all the information.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you.
And if
all
on
right.
the left-hand side, you can just tick the box less than $25 a day, and then it will come up at the top, Mini, Fiat 500 or similar, Europe car. Great deal, $18 per day.
Okay, sure, I'll do that one.
Thank you.
Hold on. All right, sir, just give me a few more minutes, okay?
Yeah,
hold on.
Yeah.
All right, so, Janice, thank you so much for holding on
yeah.
the line. Sorry for that delay. All right, I'm actually currently here in the website, and it looks like that for Mini, Rent-A-Car, Fiat 500 or similar, yes, I've actually seen there the great deal for $18 per day, as well as the same exact car description for $37 per day. But when you come to notice on what will be the total amount, it's still 96 total,
yes.
considering that it should... Yeah, so the thing is, sir, regardless if that amount were we are referring to the net rate or the rate of the car per day, it actually still depends upon the car rental on what will be the other taxes. If you wanted to really get a breakdown of the entire reservation, sir, then I would suggest for you to better contact the car rental company, since they were the one that collect the money, not us. It's a post-speed reservation, sir. So considering if you actually just need to, or if you could just click the reserve button for the great deal portion for $18 per day, it will still come up to $96 total for the entire stay, including all the taxes and fees.
So,
sir, I just need to somehow verify the information you provided earlier. $35.82 will be per day,
okay.
Not the entire rental of your reservation. So if you come to multiply $35.82 to multiply by 2, so that will come up to $71.64 plus the taxes and fees for $22.01. That would be for, I'm actually doing the math right now, $71 plus 64, $71.64 plus 22 $0.01, that's $93.65, and there will be $2.20 booking fee. So that's the reason why that it comes up to $95.85 total.
All right, yes. And then why are you advertising $18 on your website and then charging me twice as much?
Sir, if you come to notice, $18 per day, that it actually shows great deal. If you come to notice as well, on though they have similar car rental, but if you just notice on the pickup location, there's actually a different pickup location. The reason why that it's a lot more cheaper because the base rate because is actually far from the airport itself. You will be picking up the car in 64 Pier, Summer, Toulouse, and in Frankfurt.
Yeah.
And the Toulouse. One will be there's actually a different address or pickup address or pickup location
it's the same
for both places.
It's the same pickup and same drop-off address. I'm picking up 64 Boulevard PSMR in Toulouse and dropping off at the same address in Toulouse.
Oh, have you noticed, sir, that there will be 0.0 miles from Europe car, and the second option for 37 will be 4.09 miles from Europe car. So there's actually a difference in the address, but the bottom line here is that regardless if they do have a different rate of the car, but the total amount that the car rental will be collecting will still be $96 total. I understand, sir, but basically the one that they have advertised in our website is just the base rate. It does not include as well on what will be the breakdown of the entire taxes and fees. It could only be notified when you try to click the $95.85 to actually show there everything. That was right, and 3582, that's what we have discussed earlier, is times 2 that will be multiplied by 2. It's only per day.
3582 per day doesn't equal great deal $18 per day.
Sir, let's don't concentrate on the $18 per day, because the thing is that was only the negotiated rate, that's only the base rate of the car rental. It does not include any taxes and fees yet. And as what we have discussed earlier, that considering that the car rental will be the one who will be collecting the money, not Warbit, since we're the only third-party agency to whom you booked a reservation, so I would suggest better for them. You could actually just get in touch with them right after you pick up the car, because they could actually explain you further on what will be the specific breakdown of those taxes and fees. Because we have limited information that we offer in our website, because considering that this is a post-paid reservation, all of the specific information will be available at the car rental company at the time of pickup. Sir, explaining something which, in fact, I'm actually trying to explain based on the information that I have here.
No, I understand. So if I call Europcar now, they will be able to explain the difference.
Yes, sir. But rest assured that they will still be providing you the same information, because whatever will be the negotiated rate as well as all the taxes and fees, that's a specific amount that you still have to pay at the airport, at the pickup location when you pick up the car on June 3rd.
So basically,
so it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, so I get it. So the great deal, $18 per day, would be $36 for 2 days, and you are charging me $60 for something that nobody knows what it is. Is that what you are telling me?
Sir, $18 were not actually the actual price. It's just like that was actually the rate that they have provided, but it does not include yet all the taxes and fees.
So you are charging me $60 in fees and charges and everything else. That's not even detailed in your price breakdown.
Sir, for detailed information, it's available in the billing department of the car rental company.
Yeah, all right.
The one that we are looking here is only the breakdown for the car reservation that you should have booked, or that customers should be booking in our system. But for required breakdown, it must be done, or you must call their billing department. And normally, billing department can only give the breakdown right after you rent the car, right after you complete your rental. I really understand your concern, Janice, but for now, the information that we only see here is this information that we have provided, as well as information. Because, sir, in the first place, when you try to book this reservation, haven't you noticed that in the billing summary that these informations were available? Because if that's the case, then, or which of the following options did you click? Is it the $37 or the great deal?
Well, of course.
But you booked the reservation later.
I clicked the great deal. Reserve the $18 great deal per day. I clicked reserve. And then I got to this price breakdown, which I just went through with you. It says no surprises. And then I read out to you whatever the price breakdown is. And I'm still a bit surprised because I still don't know what I'm going to pay for.
Oh, so you're already aware before you even click agree and book or complete the booking.
Of course,
it's $95.85.
Yes. Well, of course I was aware. I mean, that's why I booked this, and I'm calling you now to find out what is it that I have been asked to pay all this money for. I booked the car. It doesn't matter. It's $96, I know. I have booked it. But on your website, it doesn't explain what I am paying for. And I'm now on the telephone trying to find this out. But it seems like even you cannot give me the answer.
Yes, sir, unfortunately. The information that you provided or that was provided in our website is actually also the information that we actually view in our system. So the car rental company is actually more equipped in providing you those information. You better contact them directly.
But then why do you write on your website there will be no surprises? There will be surprises, clearly. Because I still don't have a clue what I'm going to be paying for.
Sir, for that one, I really understand where your frustration is coming from. But it is how it is. It is, I'm actually advertising our website before you complete the booking. And it looks like that the only information that was given in our end is it's only available. The net rate were available, but its taxes and fees were not shown properly. Because there are times that it actually depends upon the country where you're renting your car. There are taxes and fees for specific countries, so there's a reason why that it's more applicable or it's more convenient for you to just contact a car rental company just for taxes validation. But anyway, sir, you could always cancel the reservation as long as it's not on the day that you will pick up the car. It's actually free of charge. It was not collected yet.
Well, I'm not going to cancel it because I will need the car, obviously. It's just what you are writing on your website is $57.83, but at pickup I will need to pay $96, and there will be some surprises, even though on your website you say no surprises.
I understand, sir, and also just to add, the term no surprises is actually applicable for this one because it was actually properly stated on what would be the breakdown of the car rental. It was not hidden.
Well, it was, because
like
you told me
$18.
Yeah, you said there is a $2.20 booking fee, which is not anywhere on this page. I can't see it anywhere.
I understand, sir, but for now, all I can say is you better contact your car rental company, because this is the only information that I'm looking in our system right now.